had a no-hitter type stuff today, you thought, I mean, did you feel it, you know, and everything? What was working well for you today?
Yeah, I mean,
I felt like I had all four or five pitches today. I felt like I had pretty good command of them. You know, you like to think every time you go out there with four or five pitches, you can throw a no-hitter. I knew it was going on, and it was, you know, kind of not one of those guys that really, you know, ignores it. I kind of saw what was going on. But, yeah, I mean, I felt pretty good with everything for the most part. Shockingly, probably the curveball was the one pitch that didn't feel too great today. But, you know, I still just had to use it and, you know, at least, you know, not let him eliminate it.
That Hernandez hit in the sixth. Did you think it came off his bat a little harder than –
Yeah, those are weird. Just because I finished so across my body, so like I'm looking out of the corner of my eye, and just yeah, I mean, anytime you're right there, you think he hits it 100, you know, 10 miles an hour. You know, I heard the bat break, so I'm like, all right, I know it's gonna be slow, and I still was like having trouble just waiting for it because it gets there and knuckles. So just tried to knock it down as best I could, just tipped off the top of my glove.
How about the job by the offense today, too, just giving you all that support?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. You know, it's great, especially coming out after the All-Star break. You know, you could probably come out a little flat. But no, the guys did a great job. It was good to have some breathing room. You know, Corbin's been throwing really well lately. So it was good for those guys to, you know, tack on a few runs early, allow me to kind of just go out there and do work and then just throw up zeros and, you know, let them add on.
You got five swing and miss in that last inning. Were you reaching down for some extra, or was it just happening?
I mean, yes and no. A couple spots where I knew I kind of still had a little bit left in the tank, so I could, you know, go and get some more. But I'm not really one of those guys who kind of really knows when or how to go and get more out of the tank. But, yeah, it was just one of those ones. Just kind of everything synced up. Felt pretty good. It was efficient. Just came out of my hand well.
How many days do you feel like you've had this year where you've had everything working like this?
A handful, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'd say a handful. Honestly, maybe more than that, but I'd say a handful definitely where it was just kind of, yeah, I had everything working for the most part. And that would be, and you could probably guess it was more so early in the year. You know, everything started well. But, yeah, as of late, the last, you know, 6-7 starts probably it's the first time in a while.
Why do you think it was here tonight?
What's that?
Why do you think it was here tonight?
I don't know. Honestly, you know, I wasn't sure how I was going to go. I've thrown the first game after the break before, and I wound up walking five guys against the Mets, so it was just kind of like I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I threw yesterday, played, you know, felt fine, played catch, and then today in the bullpen felt fine. So yeah, just, I don't know, I was just kind of trying to go out there and not do too much. Just been working on some things with the changeup, the slider, so just kind of, I guess it all kind of fell into place.
How nice was it to finish strong?
Yeah. Nice. yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's one of those things that obviously people are gonna, you know, are gonna talk about it. But yeah, I mean, you know, those last couple of times, just been, you know, guy makes a good swing on a good pitch. You know, I mean, I executed for the most part in those situations. Just, you know, everyone, they drive nice cars too. That's how I look at it. So especially the Colorado, and then in San Fran, like, I feel like I made pretty good pitches. There's nothing I really, you know, could do about it. But yeah, no, it's always good to just kind of put the stamp on a pretty good out in there at the end.
So it wasn't a thing necessarily, like, not
fine. No, not
late in the game.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you're gonna have those times where whatever it is, it might be the first inning. You know, you just try not to paying attention to it. I feel like the more you pay attention to it, the bigger it's going to get. And then, you know, you've dug yourself a deeper hole to try and get out of it. So, yeah, it was just, you know, go out there, make pitches, execute. If it happens, like, you know, and you're executing, it is what it is.
And then, sorry, I missed it at the beginning. Did you say you're someone who does pay attention to the no-hitter?
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of had a feeling. Honestly, I was like, oh, I think I have a perfect game going. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, I don't. I was like, oh, I still have a no-hitter going. So, like, but, I mean, when I'm out there, I'm trying to give up no hits anyway, so it's kind of like the perfect game, the one you're like, oh, maybe I did have one, like, forget if you walk the guy or whatever, but the no hitter, I'm like, I'm trying to give up no hits, I'd rather have nobody on base. So yeah, I'm, you know, just kind of paying attention to seeing what, you know, what's going on, but not really super invested in it.
What's the deepest you've taken?
I think I took one like six and some change maybe a couple years ago, so I know the one I had in LA was the move to get the hit in the first inning, and then I went after that. But yeah, I think six and a third, something
Atlanta,
like that.
What was the Atlanta one?
Five and a third, maybe. I think Freddie got a hit in the sixth, maybe. I think it was something like that. Yeah.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.